So we're here in Helsinki, Finland right now at the 24-hour hackathon for WowZap 2012. It's hour 15. Let's go check up on some of the teams. Hey guys, I'm here with Agentek. Could you explain what your app is and roughly how far are you guys?
Our application is about giving the opportunity for big homeowners that are renting their apartments to check their apartments before they rent them out again as effectively as possible. So the idea is that the technical personnel that do the inspections can use this mobile app with their tablets and input all the information required as easily as possible. So here we have the inspections that the inspector has to do. He can pick any inspection on the area he's chosen. Then he goes on to make the actual inspection. Here he has the basic ideas. Then he has to choose to check if the walls are okay and ceiling, floor, etc. He checks these and checks that it's okay. And maybe there's something wrong with the closets. He says it's not okay. Where's and then a pop-up comes up asking for text. He inputs some short sentences about it, and then he takes a picture about it. A picture tells more than 1,000 words, so it's a good way. And then this is another view of the same thing, so this is more refined, so that you have these buttons, including going through the Microsoft guideline system.
So where do you guys think you'll be at 5 p.m.?
I think we'll have the working prototype with all these screens and the functionality working.
Okay, so I saw pop-ups mentioned up here. Are you guys using Tim Heuer's open source Callisto?
Yeah, it was just hinted by the designers a few hours ago, so we are studying into it and trying to make the best of it. It looks very promising.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, I'm here with Team Kitta, and hopefully I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah.
So you guys are producing TD, which is a tower defense engine game. You had it initially on Windows Phone 7, yeah, and now it's getting ported to Windows 8. What all went into basically getting it from a Windows Phone 7 game to now 15 hours later? What did you guys have to do?
Well, basically we had to do all the graphics over because the phone uses much smaller resolution, and now when we have much bigger space and much bigger resolution, we kind of felt like we should do everything all over again because we get much more detail and the porting part with Monogame. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned Monogame. For Windows Phone 7, you guys were using XNA. So what went into actually porting the code from XNA to Monogame?
Not really that much. It uses all the same commands. Just a few things it doesn't really support yet. Like the music. It doesn't support it yet.
So we have 5 hours before the hackathon's over. What do you guys have left to do?
Well, obviously the video thing we have to do for the hackathon thing. And cleaning up the code, fixing some bugs, and some graphical glitches that we have at the moment. And stuff like that. Maybe he can answer from the code.
Yeah, as you can see, we had a few graphical glitches, and we are going to add a little special monster. Yeah.
So a special monster for the WoW's app?
Yeah.
Is it the little zombie?
Yeah.
Basically inspired by the zombie thing, and we are quite tired, so I think it fits the scheme, and it's a nightmare thing also because the game is around defending your dreams against nightmares or something like that. So
I'm really impressed with what you guys have here. I'd love to come back and play it and definitely buy it when it's on the marketplace. Great job.
Thank you.
So we're with Team Nanu. Tell us about the progress you guys have made.
Yeah, we got surprisingly far, so we had some struggling at first, so mainly with some image loading, mainly some image loading problems, but then we got through them, and we got basically a pretty okay working prototype.
Cool. Nora, can you walk us through the application?
So when you start the application, you can just select the create outfit. We don't have the wardrobe and outfit stuff done yet, but it will be done later. So you can create your outfit. So you can basically add some clothes to your outfit, like add jeans, and then you can select from your files the jeans and they come to the screen. And like the same, you can select the shirt and then you can change the shirt or the jeans and see how they fit together. That's it now, but later we're going to make it better and more working and so on.
Well, that's amazing. You guys have really created something awesome in only a short period of time. What you guys busted out looks awesome. Thanks. Hey, we're here with Magnificent Seven. What are you guys building?
So we are creating a digital remake of this pretty well-known Finnish game from the 20s. And if you could show us how the game works. So you basically just kick the ball around and then score points. And that's what we've been creating, a digital version. And we've been using DirectX, C++, and XAML. And probably if I'm going to show you the digital version also.
Okay, so you see it works on the Windows 8 application. What do you guys have left to do?
Well, basically, we have a lot of fine-tuning left. So we are going to use a lot more audio assets. Now, at the moment, you can't hear any sounds, but there are some already there. And also, we will have to put some cool visual effects and stuff like that. A lot of fine-tuning left.
Cool. Well, the game looks amazing. Thanks for talking with us. With Drazen, one of the Finland event organizers. You've been away for 36 hours. That is beyond hardcore. Now that the event has wrapped up, what was, you know, some of your favorite event or favorite moments from the event?
I think my favorite moment was when we actually got everyone over here, everyone got set up, and we started to get people in the mood. So we started going with crazy with swag and so on, and people went crazy after that, running around and screaming.
But I mean, this event was awesome. Thanks for putting it on. Thanks for inviting Channel 9 over. Great job. Awesome.